was younger, I used to really want a real life Minnie Mouse. Like, I just did. I had a thing, like, I really, really wanted it. Think in years to come, you can have an AI pet, like a Minnie Mouse pet or something.
Hello?
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 Hi there, is it possible if I could please speak to Mr. James Morwick, please?
Yeah.
Hi James, my name's Billy. I'm giving you a call today, sir, from MMA Legal. We're calling regarding the Scottish redress claim against mistreatment and any abuse you received while she was younger in care.
Yeah.
You applied for us online. So basically, my name's Billy and I'll be your claims handler for you. I'm just going to take some information and we'll take it from there for you, Mr. Morwick. Is that okay with you?
Aye, it's all right.
Perfect. So first things first, James, I just want to make sure that we do have your email down correctly. Is it jimmymorwick1950@gmail.com?
Yes. It's
James Marwick70. Let me get that changed for you then, darling, no problem. So it's James Marwick 70.
Yeah. @gmail.com.
@gmail.com, no problem whatsoever, darling. Just give me a second. And was it yourself that made the application? Was it you that done the application? Or did somebody do it on your behalf?
No, I did it off and on.
You did it yourself. That's no problem. That's perfectly fine. So what I'm going to do for you, James, is I'm just going to make sure that we have everything on here for you correctly. And then what I am going to do for you is I'm going to get everything submitted out for you today and we'll get everything put in place for you. Now, could I please just also ask you, darling, for your current home postcode, please, and your door number?
18 Murray Road.
Yep, and your postcode?
IV18OJG.
Did you say it's I for India, G for Gold, 18OJG?
Juliet Golf.
Perfect, no problem whatsoever, darling, that's fantastic. And I'm just going to pull up an account for you and run over the information that we've been provided with, and then what I'll do is I'll explain to you the time frame for your refund and things like that, just so you have a better understanding. Now, if I am correct, you was in care. Do you remember what age you went into care or what year you went into care at all, sir?
14.
You was in care from the age of 14. Okay, no problem. And can I please also ask you for your date of birth there, please, sir?
2/5/50.
So is it 2/5/50, was that?
12/5/50.
50, no problem whatsoever, darling. I'm just going to figure out this for you, just because with the age difference, it may qualify for you here to be put free for a fast track. So let me just have a look here. So because of yourself, with you being over the age of 68, you will be also put forward for the fast track scheme. So that means that you will be paid out within a 6-month time frame because you are over the age of 68. Are you happy with that, sir?
No difference to me, lads, to be quite honest.
Which is understandable, but we'll get it through for you a lot faster just because, of course, with you being a little bit older, what that will do is we understand it's been a stressful situation for you. They will make sure that they prolong that for you as fast as they possibly can. In regards to yourself, is this the best mobile number for you, darling?
Sorry?
Is this the best mobile number for you?
It's the only one I want, will you?
Perfect, no problem. And can I please ask you for your GP surgery name? So do you know the name of your surgery?
The one that's here now? Or the one before?
Yeah, so the one that you're at the moment.
Well, that's the Invergordon practice.
Invergordon?
Yeah.
Invergordon practice, perfect, no problem. And can I please ask you, darling, do you know the name of your parents, mother or father?
Yeah.
Can I take one's name, please, Ali?
Catherine. Well, her maiden name was Catherine Yeoman.
And how's the surname spelled? Is that Y-E-O-M-A-N?
Yeah,
Y-E-A-M-E-N. Y-E-A-M-E-N. Perfect.
Father's name was Harry Stewart Marlott.
Stewart Marwick, perfect. Yeah. No problem. Thank you for that. And can I please ask you, do you know your childhood address or where you was living before you went into care?
6 months Road, Tiffle, Orkney.
Can you spell the name of the road for me? Is it Mounts Road, spelled M-O-U-N-T-S?
Mounts, M-E-N-S-E.
So M-A-N-S-E, let me just get that on here for you. M-A-N-S-E, Mounts Road, and it was number 6, was that?
Yeah, Tiffle, Orkney.
Perfect, no problem. And did you grow up knowing if you had any siblings at all, sir?
Sorry?
Did you know if you had any siblings while she was growing up, any brothers or sisters?
2 older sisters and a younger brother.
2 older sisters, 1 younger brother, no problem. 1 younger brother. And can I take your name of your 2 sisters, please, there, darling?
The oldest one is Elizabeth, the youngest one is Edna, and the brother was David.
Edna, and your son, and your brother was called what, sorry?
David.
David. Unsure of date of birth. And was any of these in care as well, or was it just yourself?
No, it was just me.
No. No problem. And do you know the local authority that put you into care? Do you know if it was like Glasgow, if it was Kirkcaldy? Do you know what local authority actually put you in there?
The ones that put me in?
Yeah.
That was Orkney one.
Could you spell that for me, sorry?
O-R-K-N-E-Y.
O-R-K-N-E-Y, Orkney, no problem. Thank you for that, sir. And can I please ask you, do you know the name of the care home you went to?
The first one was Loaningdale and Bigger.
Willingdale. How was that spelled?
Loaning.
Could you spell that for me, please, sir, the best you can?
L-O-A-N-I-N-G-D-A-L-E, Bigger.
Sorry, sorry, say that again for me.
L-O-A-N-I-N-G.
Yep.
Dale.
Dale, D-A-L-E.
Yep. That was in Bigger and Lanarkshire.
So that was the first care home that you went to, and how long was you here for?
Well, I was transferred in up to Aberdeen.
So how long would you say that you was at the first care home for?
6-7 months, maybe.
6-7 months, no problem. 7 months. And then moved to, what care home was you moved to then?
Oakbank.
Oakbank, was that?
Yeah, in Aberdeen.
Oakbank, her home. And that's in Aberdeen?
Yeah.
And then how long would you say you was here for?
Until I was 15 and a half.
Till around 15 and a half, no problem. And then did you go into another care home from there, or did you go in your own way from that age?
I was putting out, and that was it.
And then that was it. That's no problem whatsoever. And can I please ask you, at this moment in time at home, do you have a next of kin, or do you have anybody that you actually have some sort of safety net? So, an example, wife?
Different ones that just... Well, they hardly speak to me anyway, so it's not different.
Okay. Do you have anybody who you live with at home? Any children or anybody that you can, use as a next of kin on the system?
There's a son here.
Yeah, so who can I use as a next of kin for you?
Yeah, my brother.
And what's his name?
Alan James Marwick.
Alan James?
Yeah.
And he's your brother?
No, he's my son.
Oh, he's your son. No, sorry about that. So Alan James is your son. And what's his mobile number there, darling?
Oh, I couldn't tell you offhand. I don't know.
Don't worry. That's perfectly fine, no problem. And do you know the reason why you was placed into care?
Different things. Just, I don't know whether it was misbehaviour or what. I don't know.
Misbehaviour, no problem. That's perfectly fine. That's not an issue. And do you know if there was any ever police involved or anything like that with your abuse or anything, darling?
No idea, being quite honest.
Don't worry about that whatsoever.
I know I got a couple of bad things, but that was life at that time.
Not an issue. And can I ask you, where is it that you actually received your abuse? Was that in both of the actual care homes, or was it in the first one that you was in?
Well, it was both of them, believe it.
So can I ask you, I know that this is going into a lot of information here, and I am very sorry, but this will help us build a case for you. Now, I understand no money is going to ever take away what you have been through, but we will ensure you that whilst you are entitled to it, we will get you back some sort of money that you will be happy with to cover you for what you have been dealing with. Now, of course, the information I'm asking you is to help build your case as strong as you possibly can for me. From the minute that you remember being in care, what was the first stages of abuse that you actually remember?
Getting a cane over the back end.
Sorry?
Getting a cane over the back end.
So you had a cane over the back of the head, was it? That, sorry?
Well, that was your back end, your bum.
Oh, your hand, no problem. Mm. You've had cane on your hand. And do you remember the name of the person that done this to you?
Yep.
Can I take that name? I'm so sorry.
I've been frustrated.
Could you spell that for me the best you can, sorry?
F-O-R-S-Q-U-O-Y.
Q-U-O-Y.
I think that's how you spell it, I don't know if you...
So is that Mr. Fortith? F-O-R-T-H-Y?
I think so. All right. Well, I'm not sure of that.
No problem. And was he a staff member at the Naindale Care Home?
Yes.
At Naindale Care Home. And as well as that, did you receive any other abuse, any other name calling, any physical abuse or anything like that that you would like me to get down for you?
It was just continuous. It doesn't matter. It's one of these things that happened in that thing.
Every day. So it's name calling, physical. And was it the same staff member that would abuse you, or would it be different staff members?
No, it's just different ones. The other one was Davis.
Staff members. And can I... Davis, D-A-V-I. And was that a man or was it a woman?
No, it was a man. He was an ex-rugby player from Wales.
Mr. Davis and Mr. Wayans. And Mr.
Yeah.
Wayans was that?
Davis.
Wayans. So we've got Mr. Davis as a staff member. We've got Mr. Fortis. Is there anybody else that you can remember?
Well, the other one that was in charge of the whole thing was Wilson.
Mr. Wilson.
Yeah, he stayed there.
Was in charge of the whole thing. He would stay at the care home and be involved in a lot of... Was it the case where they'd hit you with things such as canes? Is there anything else that they ever used to hit you with at all?
The hands and punch. Which, it's just one of these things, isn't it?
Slapping. Hitting with canes on a daily basis. Has it been the case where you've ever been left with scars or marks on your body, or have you ever had broken bones or anything like that because of this?
I've got two scars on my legs over it.
Scars on my legs due to this. And did you feel like you couldn't speak up about this, or did you speak up about this and other things would happen?
How can you tell anybody? Because nobody would listen to you anyway. They had the authority, that was it.
As no one would listen.
No.
And can I ask you, did you have any friends or anything in the care home that you knew that this would be happening to as well, or?
Well, there were different ones. Everybody kept to themselves. You knew better to shut up about it.
Suffer from this. And whilst you actually was then transferred over to, you then was transferred over to Oakbank.
Yeah.
Once you was transferred over, transferred to Oakbank, what is your first memories of that?
Just basically the same, except there was a lot more people there.
Was pretty similar, just a lot more people. Do you remember any of the staff names from Oakbank at all?
Just basically the one. He was another one that, well, he used to get the bit.
What was his name, sorry?
I couldn't, my no one. Was, he was the one who used to use
the remember any nicknames or anything that they would go by or anything in Oakbank?
No. You just catch it the whole day.
No problem. There's a lot more people. Was this worse off in Oakbank, would you say, or would you say the most effective was from the actual, from the first care home?
No, it's just the same. Maybe a bit worse. You never paid much attention to it.
A little bit more, but kind of got used to this. I believe it was the normal. He was suffering mental and physical abuse whilst in this care home. Did you have any sort of privacy within your home?
Sorry?
Was there any privacy or anything while she was here at the care home?
No.
These care homes. Do you have any memories whilst you was at the care home of Oakbank that you would like to make me aware of? Any occasions where you remember coming home and they've done something to you, or?
Well, you only go to home once every 3 months or a couple of weeks, and then you go back. What's the point?
And what happened? Sorry.
Well, you got to go home, and then you have to go back.
Okay, and can I ask you, did you ever... And can I ask you, did you ever suffer any sexual abuse or anything while she was staying at either of these properties?
I tried it, but it didn't work with me.
Okay, and what care home was that in?
Well, the two of them.
In both care homes, clients suffered with them attempting to sexually assault him in various ways. Do you remember any of the staff members' names attempt this with you?
It was just different things happening last, doesn't matter. The thing you'd rather forget.
Feels like this is something he will never forget. And has affected him very badly. His mental health still struggles to go over it and talk about it. So just made him very aware that you are still struggling to go over this in depth and detail, and you are still struggling to go into some of the certain topics and conversations of what actually did occur, which, yeah. Don't worry, understanding is a part that it is going to take and play on yourself. What I'm going to do for you, darling, is I'm just going to... Do you deal with WhatsApp at all?
Not really, no. The phone's just there to use, that's all.
Right, okay. Do you know how to send a picture message over an email?
No, really, no.
Because I need a picture of your ID, you see. Do you have WhatsApp and I can help you and talk you through it?
Oh, I put that before, I think, didn't I?
Yeah, I'll help you. Give me a second. What I'll do is I'm just going to send you a message over first. Let me just get it over. Give me 2 seconds.
I got the boy to do that for me.
Are you at home with him at the moment?
Well, sometimes he's just been out the door. We can get it done in the morning.
Don't worry. So what I'm going to do for you, James, is I'm just going to pop you a message over on WhatsApp now. What I need just to do is send a picture of your driver's license and your ID, proof of address over for me.
Yeah.
Once I have that, that's everything in place for you. Yeah, you don't have WhatsApp, you see. What would probably be better if, is it going to be your son who's going to be doing it for you?
Well, it'd be over my phone, but...
It would be done on your phone. What I'm probably going to do now is, would you be able to, if I pop the phone down, would you be able to make a note of your son's number for me, and I will call you back in 5 minutes for your son's number, and I can explain to your son what I need him to do for me. Is that okay with you?
Well, we got him the last time to do it, so it's okay.
No problem. So all I need is your son's number, and as soon as I've got his number, I can give him a call, ask him to send over the pieces of information, and that's everything that's been put in place for yourself.
Well, you're not
going to hang up.
You're not going to hang up till the morning, anyway.
Right, okay, that's not a problem. There's also been a document that's been sent to your email that will need to be return signed. Now, just to let you know, James, because this case has been something which has affected you, we can let you know you are looking between £10,000 and £48,000 for compensation. You don't pay for anything whatsoever. I understand compensation is not going to cover what you have dealt with, but if we can get you back something, we will make sure we do that to the best of our ability. Not only that, if you need any help or if you need someone to talk to throughout this process, I will always be your claims handler. My name is Billy. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine. Just bring
no problem. So if you get your son's number and write your son's number down for me, I'll call you back in 5 minutes so I can explain to your son what I need, and then hopefully I'll have that back by the morning. Okay, darling?
We'll see if we can get a hold on for you and see.
Can you just write his number down for me, and then I can drop him a message then? I can even message him, all right?
Right, yeah, number. I'll see what we can do.
All right, darling. Thank you. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye.